American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
So, I'm totally speechless, really.
That's Jim Ohako of Chevron Butte Ranch in eastern Arizona near Winslow, who, along with his wife Janie, were selected as the national winners of the Environmental Stewardship Award presented by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association at their recent 121st annual convention in Phoenix.
That was tremendous. It brought tears to my eyes. I mean, so many good people. But, you know, over the last 2 months, I've had people call me and say, since I was a region winner, hey, Jim, when is the big one? And I told them January 31st. Can I go? I said, yeah. So we sent their names in. Not all those people that were up there, but a good portion of them. But it was nice to have that kind of support behind me.
Jim and his wife, Jeannie, were recognized for all their work. Among other things, working along state and federal agencies to improve the ranch for cattle grazing across their 60,000 acres. A key project has been the installation of the High Point Well, which allowed water distribution to all corners of the operation. And then there was the junipers.
It's an elevation of about 6,500 to 7,000. We have junipers, and then on the upper end of the ranch is pines. But there was a lot of junipers. And let me tell you about the junipers. 1958, my dad started working on the junipers. Then, in those days, they didn't have the machinery that we have now. They took two dozers and a cable or an anchor chain between them, and they pulled them out. And then we had to go back and burn them. But this new machine, it's all one step, one process. In less than a minute, a big juniper tree can be gone into mulch. So it's quite a machine, and it saves burning them. A lot of times when you burn the carcass of a juniper tree, it sterilizes the ground for a while, so seed won't come and germinate there. But these others don't. It just grinds it up into mulch, and then when it rains, the mulch picks up the moisture and holds it. So it is a real fast process. Within a year or two, depending on your rains, that we have new weeds and grasses come through. And we figure that we've helped antelope population 30% or better.
And that's because they open up that ranch country, the environment that those antelope like. We'll have a lot more news from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association meeting in Phoenix in the coming weeks. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.